Hello and welcome to this week's Health Report with me, Norman Swan. Today, the story of the longest ever example of successful out-of-hospital cardiac arrest, at least 96 minutes with no brain damage. Find out what happened later. Plus, a radical new treatment for a serious heart condition affecting well over 200,000 Australians, and that number is rising by 30,000 every year. Also, whether polio eradication is worth the money. And speaking of money, the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, the AIHW, has released the latest figures on health expenditure, how much it's rising, what we're spending it on, and how much of your cash and mine is coming out of our pockets each year, non-reimbursed. It all goes to the mantra that we hear all the time, that the costs of healthcare in Australia are rising fast and we can't afford it. David Kalish is director of the AIHW.
In the last financial year for which we've got data, 2009-10, total health expenditure was estimated at $121.4 billion in Australia. That's up by about nearly $8 billion over the previous financial year.
And what percentage of GDP is that?
We've estimated is around 9.4% of Australia's gross domestic product, and it averages out at around $5,500 per Australian.
What are we spending it on?
Well, we're spending it on a range of health services that you'd expect, public hospitals, medical services, particularly the MBS.
That's Medicare, essentially.
Medical benefits, medications, and other areas like community health, and also health research accounts for a small amount as well.
And does that $120-odd billion include private expenditure on private hospitals and private doctors and things?
That $120 billion includes all government expenditure as well as all expenditure by private individuals in terms of their private health insurance and what the private health insurance pays, as well as their out-of-pocket expenses.
Before we get to the issue of the rise in overall health expenditure, one of the issues is the amount of cash that people are paying out of their pocket that's not reimbursed by anybody. When they go to the doctors, they've got to pay a gap or the specialist or how much they're having to pay at the pharmacy. And some people are saying that's actually a real equity issue because people who are poorer are less able to pay for that out-of-pocket cash. What are the data showing? What are the statistics on how much cash individual Australians are shelling out on healthcare? Because some people have said it's actually amongst the highest in the world.
Well, in terms of the information we've got, Australia is certainly above the OECD average in terms of out-of-pocket health expenditure per person. And I suppose the one thing that we've also found in this latest report is that that amount has been moderating somewhat.
So the rate of rise is levelling off?
Yes, it's levelling off and to some extent it's actually reducing slightly. So the average out-of-pocket health expenditure per person in the latest year was estimated at around $900 per person, which accounts for 18.2% of total health expenditure in 2009.
So it's a whopping percentage.
And it is very high. The OECD average is about 16%, so it's just above that OECD average. Not as high as Switzerland, for example, which is over 30%. Some other countries are in the sort of 40+% as well. So it's higher than the OECD average, but it's not at the highest. But a decade ago, it was estimated at around 20% of total health expenditure. So it has come down slightly.
And when you look at the balance of what we're spending our money on, is that changing in terms of drugs versus pathology versus doctors and specialist visits and operations and so on? Or is the balance of stuff roughly the same, it's just going up?
What we're finding is that we're spending more on all of the categories in health. There is a fair bit of stability in what we're spending it on. Public hospitals still remain the largest component of our health expenditure, and some of the Medicare spending, particularly around the MBS, is the next highest, and medications are also important.
So what is the year-in, year-out rise?
The total health expenditure grew by 3.6% in real terms.
And is that a higher increase or lower increase than in previous years?
It's probably slightly lower.
It's still gone up faster than GDP?
Yes, and that's not unusual. Our total health expenditure has increased as a proportion of GDP over a number of years. It was 7.9% about a decade ago, and it's now 9.4% of GDP in 2009-10. But that's what we're also seeing in most other OECD countries. And in fact, as the standard of living increases, what you expect to see is that more of that is spent on health. And we're also starting to see the impact of the ageing population.
So we've got politicians on both sides agreeing at least on one thing, which is that healthcare could become unaffordable within half a generation. Do these figures support that?
I suppose what these figures show is that, particularly in terms of the international comparisons, is that Australia still spends just below the OECD average. So it's not giving any sense that it's becoming unaffordable. What we're seeing in other countries that are ageing quicker than we are in Australia is that they're spending more of their national product on health, but they seem to be affording it as well. There are really some choices that need to be made also about getting maximum value from the health expenditure. So it's not just a matter of the dollars themselves, but really the issue comes to using those dollars effectively.
So when you look at the spread of expenditure, the rise in expenditure, and you look at the health reforms that have been put in place, you know, performance indicators, national pricing authority, what's called activity-based funding, trying to actually fund hospitals according to actually what they do rather than giving them a standard amount of money each year, does this growth in expenditure match the reforms? In other words, the reforms are likely to have traction on the rate of growth.
What this information does is just provides government and policymakers with some further information where they can look at and hopefully understand better the total health system and also look at the balance of spending across the health system.
So it's a very diplomatic answer, David, but I mean, I'm going to push you a little bit harder there because you do address pricing in this document. And the question is, how important are prices for healthcare services versus volume? Because what the government's trying to do is control prices.
Well, what it's also trying to do is understand prices, and particularly with activity-based funding, we would hope that the information available on prices, particularly in the public hospital system, becomes more transparent and that leads to better information and understanding.
And what does your report say about their contribution of rise in prices to the rise in health expenditure versus simply their older people who are sicker requiring more care, therefore it's volume that goes up?
It really is reflecting that both of those factors are in play.
David Kalish is Director of the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, and we'll have a link to that report on the Health Report's website. Still to come, the longest reported case of successful CPR.